When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Where were you 18 days ago? Stop and think. How long did it take for you to remember that was the day that some said the world would forever be changed? August 21st, ring a bell? Yes, it was the historic Great American Eclipse. Isn't it odd how the much-anticipated 2 minutes of the sun's disappearance is already a distant, dimming memory? Did it change any lives? Did it usher in the world's demise or cause people to spiritually awaken? Some of those can be quickly answered. The earth is still spinning, and here we are going about our business. So, no, the sky didn't fall and the world come crashing to an end. But the very fact that millions looked heavenward in unison for one brief moment in time gives me a little bit of hope that at least for a few minutes, we were facing the right direction. We heard the science behind the sun's disappearance. We certainly were informed on the cultural hoopla surrounding the event. But what did we truly hear and learn about the heavens and life here on earth? Well, I'm glad you asked. It is important to remember that God speaks. On that day, He shouted loud and clear that He controls light and darkness. He hushed the birds singing midday and subdued the call of the cattle on a thousand hills. He caused a hoot owl to wake and frogs to ribbit hours off their normal schedule. But He did not shake the earth or cause the stars to fall from the sky like fire from heaven. Ironically, when everyone was watching, Jesus did not return. Most likely because God keeps His word. Jesus said no one knows the day or hour of His return. Therefore, since eclipses can be pinpointed to the very second, it would seem an eclipse cannot be the precise moment of Christ's return. Yes, we should be looking for Jesus to come again. He said He would, and I believe Him. Yes, we should be ready. Yes, we should read the times as leading us to the Lord's return. But no, we should not try to calculate. We need not fret if we know the Lord as Savior, and we need to be ready every day, solar eclipse or not, because no one knows about tomorrow. The Apostle Peter advises that we live as if every day could be our last, whether sunlit or overcast. You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in the heat, we're told in 2 Peter 3:11 and 12. We know that we will then see the new creation where righteousness dwells, says verse 13. Living our lives in light of Christ's return means living in holiness and happy anticipation. Trying to calculate the timing of end times events based on astronomical phenomena is not something the Bible calls us to do. If we're living right, we have no worries. Jeremiah 10:2 tells Israel not to be terrified by the signs in the sky, even though the nations are terrified. And Psalm 27 speaks of the blessings of dwelling in God's presence with verse 1 stating, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Here's your sign. Today is the day of salvation. Sunshine or cloud, live like it's your last. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.